Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're Metal Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, that's right. We're back, baby boys and goys and toys and joys.
Those are Jews.
Those are Jews that listen to the show. There's a lot. We have a big Jewish contingency. Did I use that word right?
Yeah, I was surprised you used Jews right.
Hell yeah, dude. Joys. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, and your other boy, international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, dude?
How you doing, man?
Chilling, doggy.
Stay for a while. Take your coat off.
Hey, man, no, I like this. I bought this coat because I was Bane for Halloween, and then I realized how fucking good I look in it. I look fucking hot. I accessorize nicely.
I'll take that.
Why can't you compliment me, Zach? Give me a little compliment.
You look better than usual.
Thanks, doggy. Fuck yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Zach D'Amico's here. We have two incredible guests, as always. Usually, we only have white men in the hot seats, but today, we're going off the rails. It's going to be pretty fucking incredible. First of all, you guys know him from the No Need for Apologies podcast. His new Comedy Central set is dropping online in December. Very excited about that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monroe Monartin.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, who's that?
Monroe Monartin.
That's almost a Freudian slip.
Monroe Martin is here. Yay. What's up, kid?
What up, doggy?
Yeah, yay.
Yeah.
What's up?
I like the jacket, though.
Thanks, man.
I like corduroy, though.
This is corduroy.
Yeah, it's corduroy. It wasn't cool before, but now the nerds.
Now it feels like a little bit of a vintagey throwback sort of style. Look, we're going to talk about my jacket. It's actually the whole show is going to be on this jacket. I want opinions. I want you to call in 573-GAS-LINE. Let me know what you think of my jacket. But before we get into that, I have to introduce our next guest. Very hilarious. One of the best comedians in the fucking country. You can go to her website, jessicakirson.com, KIRSON.com, for all of her tour dates. And this is a little bit of an announcement. I'm very excited about this.
This is the first time we're saying it.
First time we're saying this. She will be premiering her brand new podcast, Disgusting Hawk, right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Yay! I'm so excited.
A couple weeks. We're still working on a date, but you've already got a couple in the can.
I have four in the can. I think it'll start in a couple of weeks. I think like 2 weeks is when it's going to start. I look like fucking shit today.
No, you look great today.
No, I don't. My hair is up. I look like a sumo wrestler. This is early.
I just make you look extremely short, though.
I look like a fucking fat little person. I really do.
Jessica, first of all, you look great.
Thank you. And I've lost weight. I feel good,
Jessica,
but I don't look good in the camera.
Jessica used to be very, very large.
I don't like the way you're talking to me.
Yeah. What?
I'm joking. I was a fucking house.
She was a big woman.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, maybe it's just you always look great to me. I'm like, she looks great.
Yeah.
She looks awesome.
Well, I lost 100 pounds.
Plant-based? What you doing?
Plant-based.
I'm asking both, like, every Kevin Hart's plant-based.
Yeah,
man,
I get what you're saying. That's
I had a hysterectomy.
Cool.
My uterus was fucking 70 pounds. So.
Damn.
No, I,
The pussy.
No, I didn't even plan it. I flushed the toilet on a cruise ship and everything fucking came out. I stopped eating a lot of carbs and sugar. Mm, I don't eat a lot of carbs and sugar.
I still fuck with them.
No, that's the secret. Yeah. This is why I teeter.
I do all my bad eating at night. Like, I'll eat good throughout the day, and then at night, I'm like bowl of cereal, fucking snacks.
It's the best stuff in the fucking world. Like, I'll tell you right now, like, since I've gotten back from LS Mania, I haven't worked out at all, and I've dieted for the most part. I've done the same thing. Like, last night, I was good all day. I went to breakfast. I had a really healthy breakfast. Relaxed, had a nice relaxing day. Then at night, I was like, all right, I'm going to get some rice with my food. And then after that, I was like, well, listen, since I had rice, I got to have some ice cream and chocolate milk.
That's what I do. Had a sweet potato, I better eat a cake now. It really doesn't matter.
I swear to God, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, you got to balance it out.
I went to Juicy Platters. which I love, which I'm going to franchise one day when the shit hits the fan. Listen to me, we don't need a big spot. If you guys want to get in on my Juicy Platters franchise, trust me.
Wait, what is it? It's your spot called Juicy Platters, or you found the spot?
So there's a spot called Juicy Platters in Jersey, right?
Okay.
And you could franchise it.
Okay.
And it's essentially what those fucking halal carts are in like Midtown.
Yeah.
But it's like a spot in Jersey you go up to, and they're fucking packed. Dude, it's like black Where people love Jersey? It, white people love it, poor people, rich
no
people.
No Jews. Jews don't
Jews,
eat off
no.
the street.
Jews do not eat halal. They'll get shot if they walk in that place.
Yeah. Lewis well, went to a mall and realized probably, that he could sell chicken to black people. That's
they
what
probably
happened.
Own like, the building. Whoa. But yeah. Where in Jersey?
The one that I went to is in Fairlawn.
Oh God. I'm from South Orange. I love that you're in Jersey.
I'm sure they're all over the place. I'm sure they're all over the place. But this one is pretty so and then I was like, all right, I'm gonna get some fucking rice. Who cares? And it was just I don't know what happened. Here I was at 7-Eleven. Getting a Magnum, a double chocolate Magnum caramel bar.
Oh, God.
They're so decadent.
Like so good.
Yeah. They're so decadent. Can you pull up like a...
That crunch as soon as you just bite into it.
Yeah, the crunch of the chocolate. Yeah. The chocolate is so crunchy in you. The gooiness of the caramel.
Oh, my God.
How do they get it so gooey?
I just came.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
The gooiness of Jessica.
She comes caramel.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. Can we see a Magnum chocolate bar commercial? Because it's not just an advertisement. I want to see it like them dipping it in the chocolate and the caramel and the folds and all that shit. That's the way it used to be.
Yeah,
well, that sounds so good, right? And then you get into the ice cream and it's soft. And
I had, Jessica, because there was three people online, I was like, well, I better have a chocolate milk. So because I'm online waiting to have my
you got to have something to hold you over.
I was thirsty. And I got a chocolate milk.
You got a chocolate milk? You're like a little boy.
When I let go, I just let go. I go off the deep end and I have to get in fight shape. Wait, is this a Magnum commercial? Look at this.
Look
this bitch has never had a caramel in her fucking life. Yeah. If she walked, if Jessica, if you did
amazing.
That over my car,
I wish I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna put on a dress and fucking walk over cars and truck.
Gonna be a little dent.
Japanese people start.
I
running.
Want my Magnum bar.
Look at that.
Look at that. Look at delicious.
That's what it looks like when you fight into Monroe.
Just stomping on fucking hoods.
Clawing over the hoods.
Give me my man.
I gotta take my jacket off. It's getting too hot.
And then I just throw sticks everywhere like I've had 50 of them.
Shit, dude. That's so funny, that commercial. Some hot chick just, ooh, I'll have one.
Yeah, with her like bare feet and her sundress.
And everybody's like, oh, that's great. This hot chick just walking all over our car. That's okay.
Dude.
Not today. Fucking proud boy put a fucking shotgun shell in her chest. Oh, my God. Not in my country. This is, it's a problem. I got to not, and now that I've... Last night, I gave into it, and then this morning, I was like, all right, I'll be okay, but then I decided that I'm not going to be okay, because I want to have a sandwich, because here's what happened. This is the fat guy mentality. This is going to be a bad couple of days here, guys. I got to tell you right now.
I get it. You don't have to...
I know what I've given myself. I'm giving myself today, and I gave myself yesterday.
And then you're going to give yourself tomorrow.
No.
No, then, he's disciplined.
Then Friday.
Thanksgiving's coming up. I know Thanksgiving's going to be a bad day, so I need to be committed until Thanksgiving. But I'm having today.
Yeah.
I'm picking up my son early this week. Mm-hmm. He's staying with me tonight until Monday because I was out of town for a few days, so I want to spend some extra time with him. And I want to have a good meal. And here's what happened yesterday. There's a sandwich spot in my neighborhood that I love, okay? And I ended up not – they ended up being closed. I wanted to get that sandwich, and that's why I got the fucking rice shit. And now I got sandwich on my mind.
What kind of sandwich are you going to get today?
Well, the sandwich I wanted to get from them was a Godfather, which is like an Italian sub with like just spicy fucking shit. All it's delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're not
open.
I'm not. No, they are open. You know what? Fuck. This is such a like. I'm so fat. Shannon, stop judging me, you fucking bitch. Okay, let me be.
Did you go to the stand?
Go to Joey D's sandwich shop.
Dude, they were so good. Jay brought all of them here.
I bet they're amazing.
They're Joey's sandwich, Joe.
I'm not doing any of that.
You ain't going to support your homie?
I'm not going to the stand right now, but I'm salivating right now.
What kind of sandwich are you going to get?
So there's a spot right here called Sonny and Annie's. and they have the 101, which is like turkey, coleslaw, fucking bacon.
That's my favorite. Believe it or not, that's my favorite.
That sandwich?
100%. With Swiss or Munster or anything.
Yeah. I'm going to get you one.
Coleslaw, bacon.
Can you have one after this?
On the sandwich.
Can you have one after this?
I can't eat that. I'm on fucking Weight Watchers. Yeah. That's like my whole day of points. One slice of bacon is like half my
point. Worth it. You can't have bacon on Weight Watchers?
No, Weight Watchers is fucking amazing, though, because I can have as much chicken, fish, turkey, eggs, and beans as I want.
So they got you on keto.
So you're Mexican.
Well, it's not. Yeah.
90% of your day.
Yeah. But I can't. No, I can't have like red meat and pork and that kind of shit. But like, I eat tons of chicken. Like, I could have 82 eggs.
And they're fine with that? They don't care about cholesterol?
No, I don't eat that many eggs.
That's like, fucking stupid. No,
and as many vegetables and as much fruit as I want.
I like
doing
the little carb shit because I get to, like, I'll just eat a pound of bacon.
Man. I know.
Doesn't
I
matter.
Love
People
it.
Are like, cool. Doesn't matter. Not even close to an issue.
Yeah.
I love it.
So do I.
I'm sure it's a major issue. I'm talking out of my ass right
All
now.
All I think about is that guy that wrote in with the tuna question.
Oh, yeah. Some guy was like, dude.
When Lewis was promoting the Real Ass Diet, this guy was like, hey, you know, man, I really like just having cans of tuna. Is it like a problem if I just have tuna 2 or 3 times a day? And Lewis was like, fucking tuna all day, all night, doggy. Fucking pound that tuna down. Go down to Tuna Town.
I was like, let me tell you something. You could have tuna until the fucking cows come home.
And then a doctor wrote us an email.
And he was like, listen, we do not tell people to have that much tuna. Because you can get mercury poisoning.
Yeah, too much mercury, dog.
You have more than 2-3 cans of tuna in a day, you'll have a real problem.
Yeah, you have a real severe chance of mercury poisoning getting very sick.
If he's eating that many cans of tuna, I think his problem is he's homeless.
Well, tuna used to be cheap as fuck. Do you remember back in the day?
Yeah, right? I'm like, that many cans of tuna?
Tuna used to be like 79 cents a can back
Now that shit is a dollar
like
and some
chicken. $3.
No, it's $3.
It's more expensive.
But what's the point without the mayo? It's the mayo. I could drink mayo.
I do tuna with the mayo.
Obviously, you're having
mustard.
Mayo.
Yeah, throw some
and
capers
some
in that shit.
Oh, capers,
chop up some onions in the motherfucker.
I don't even know what capers are. Hold on, guys. Hold on. You know what?
Capers are like.
It's been a while. Shannon, it's been a while. It's time for another edition of What Are You Snacking On?
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
What a great intro. What are you snacking on?
My go-to snack is tuna. So tuna sandwich, tuna salad, whatever. So I do tuna, mayo, spicy mustard with the little seeds in it. Capers, onions, and then I'll boil an egg, throw it in there, whip it up, throw it over some arugula or whatever.
That is the whitest answer I've ever heard.
How is that the whitest answer? What do you want me to be like?
Love that chicken with Popeyes.
That's what I'm snacking on.
Yo, I had some chicken and shrimp.
Well, when I'm chilling with my homies, you know that I'm...
So I'll be drinking some grape drink, some watermelon, some pig feet.
I drink
pig feet.
Skirm.
I'm sorry.
Beans,
that's what I fuck
greens,
with.
Potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rats. You name it.
Very rich.
That is the most amazing thing I've ever heard. What is that?
That's I forgot her name, but that's like.
That's your grandma. You forgot your grandma's name?
That's Velma.
Yeah.
Velma. That's
grandmama.
That's like some lady in church. She was singing about how blessed she is to have Thanksgiving with her family. And
oh, I love that.
Naming all the foods that killing her family slowly.
Are you guys having Thanksgiving with the family or is the...
Nah, COVID. It's just going to be me and my wife and probably like our god kid and next door neighbor or whatever. Because I can't go to Philly. Philly is fucking tripping.
Philly's tripping?
Yeah, what my sisters doing? Don't give a fuck about COVID.
I know. Good for them. Good for them. That's what I say. I'm sorry. I don't want to get into my conspiracy theories. Jessica, are you celebrating Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm celebrating, but I'm supposed to go to my sister's in Jersey, but it depends on who's going to be there.
Right.
Because I do have an issue because as I've talked about so many times, I have a daughter with heart disease.
Yeah.
So I have to be careful.
You have to be really careful.
Whereas some people don't have, you know, I get it. Some people
like
don't have
Lewis
to worry about shit
like that. Lewis is a fucking real ass dude. So
what?
You don't got to worry about that shit. Nobody gets sick
Listen
in your family.
I'm sorry that my child was born perfect. I'm sure Jessica's child's got a lot of great qualities.
Yeah, it was my semen that fucked her up.
No, obviously I kid. And I do understand that. And I am sympathetic to it. I just feel like, you know, it's just we're shutting down society based off of even in the worst case scenario. Like my 82-year-old aunt is diabetic. She's uh-huh. chubby. I don't call her fat. I feel bad. I love my aunt.
Fat fuck.
She's a fat
Yo,
bitch.
Fat ass.
Fat hoe.
Fucking whore.
Yo, get to the gym, hoe. Yeah, no, she loves things in her mouth across the board, my aunt.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, she swallows, you know, yeah. lots of things. So the reality is I'm nervous about it, but not really. I mean, even if she got COVID, I think she did have COVID, the chances of her dying are very, very slim.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis, you're just defiant.
Yeah.
You don't want to be told what to do.
That's all it is.
Yes, it is. It's okay.
Everybody who comes up, like, when you think about it, it's only old people. It's like, no, everybody can get it.
But so what? She fucking loses a leg.
What are the chances?
She's going to die anyway. Fuck her.
What are the chances if she got COVID that she would die anyway? It's like she survives like 98% or some shit like that. It's crazy, right?
Not with her condition.
Don't sound like Trump. Yeah, with her conditions.
It sounds like you listen to Trump.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's like he's like, well, Trump said.
Why are you smiling?
Right, because it
like
is.
My kid.
You watch Fox News too much.
And I don't, your opinion all, is irrelevant. You couldn't get 10 family members at a table without a shovel anyway.
That's hurtful. Okay, and yeah. You're right. My family's bailing on me
without a shovel.
My sister. Doesn't want to spend Thanksgiving with me.
Uh-huh.
My mom. My mom
he's a
is
proud
dead.
Boy.
Yeah, so
because
my dad.
A proud boy. My sister. Yeah, she's all fucking like, oh, you're a proud boy. Stop murdering young people. No, she doesn't. She's mad at me because I told. Did I tell the reason why she's
no,
mad at
you
me?
You just said
not
that you were fighting.
Air, no. Not in the air.
It's such a stupid fucking reason. I can't, like, she's such a stupid idiot. I hate her.
Why is she mad? I'm dying.
She's
here.
Mad because she was smoking weed
you
in
can the see
garage.
The thing on the screen?
Yeah.
Oh.
She comes over and smokes weed in my garage, right? And she went out again in like within a 15-minute period, she went to smoke weed like twice. And I said was like, Jesus, Jenny, you just smoked weed.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this, which is crazy because I'm a fucking pothead. Yeah.
Right.
So it turned into this whole like pissing contest and we had back and forth and now she's not talking to me.
She's an addict.
So she just starts smoking more
when
like
when you call out
you
an addict, we
do.
Get pissed.
Yeah, I know.
We don't want to be told that we can't do drugs twice.
She does. And it wasn't even a big deal. I was just sort of giving her shit about it, right? And now she's mad at me. Now she won't talk to me.
Yeah.
Because
you were to connect.
Look, here's the thing. She comes over and smokes my weed. Like, it's fine. Hold on.
Is there a layer to this of you're the one who brings it home?
Yeah, because that's what it sounds like.
Oh,
it
it's
sounds
my
like
weed,
you
of course,
were mad
I don't
that
actually
it was her
care.
Weed.
I don't,
your
care.
Weed, yeah.
I don't actually care. I just sort
you're
of...
You're just making a note of it. You want it recognized.
Yeah.
I'm just saying she's smoking a little bit too much fucking weed. Like, who cares? Like,
she's running from something. She's escaping something mentally.
She's not happy.
Yeah. It's like, look.
And I'm just saying, like, all right, like, you know, who cares? Just if you want to get high, just get higher in that last 15 minutes ago. It wasn't even... It was sort of a non-issue.
Yeah.
But she turns it into a big fucking issue. But my sister is the type of person that will... Never speak to me again over this.
Yeah.
Is that like,
tough.
I'm not even exaggerating.
That
like,
ain't right.
I know people like that.
Yeah.
She'll literally, so I have to now, in order to have a relationship with my sister, my great aunt, my niece, my brother-in-law, I have to take it on the chin.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I have to be like, oh, I'm fucking sorry. You're a fucking pothead.
No, you don't have to apologize. You just got to kind of be like, all right, if she calls you names.
I did. I already
like,
did.
You fucking asshole. You're like, all right, cool.
I texted her just some other shit, like some not about it.
Yeah.
Oh, about weed. Be like, hey, I got some good weed.
Hey, like, hey, you want to come back over?
I know you want more weed, bitch.
Hey, Chong.
So you texted her and she didn't text back?
She didn't text back.
She's got
And stuff. Then I asked my aunt, I was like, what are we doing for Thanksgiving? And then she's like, well, Jenny's mad at you. And then I got mad and I was like, oh, so that means nobody's hanging out with me because Jenny's a fucking moron?
Yeah.
So then she's like, well, I don't. And then I was like, click. So now I'm not talking to my aunt.
Damn.
So I hope that bitch gets COVID. Fucking fat whore.
Damn, Lewis.
You're fearless. It's amazing. Yeah. I've always wanted to call my aunt a fat whore, and I just am so impressed. that you've done that twice.
Best. She's the best woman in the world. I love my aunt. But now she doesn't want to spend Thanksgiving with me. My son's mother is taking him to see her side of the family this Thanksgiving, which she does once every few years. So now I am literally, literally <By yourself>. Alone. The creek is closed. That was my other option.
Yeah. Fuck. But about Jay? Go hang out with Jay and him.
I absolutely refuse.
No?
Yeah.
You don't want to eat Philly cheesesteaks all the time?
No. I'm not going to go to one of my friends' houses. I'm thinking about maybe taking a vacation.
Where would you go?
I don't know. Jamaica.
Jamaica?
Shannon.
Guy who fucked up his life island?
Shannon.
You want to go to Jamaica?
No family island.
Oh, nobody loves me, Phil.
Shannon, me and the chick, we broke up.
What?
I swear to God, we
had a girlfriend?
I had a chick. Yeah, we broke
up. Yeah, he had some little.
Do I know him? I mean, her.
I was like, she came to the studio. Everybody was like, "Who the fuck? Those eyes?
What did she look like?
Good."
What'd you say?
He said good.
I thought, I swear on my children, I thought you said gook. No, I was like, no, whoa, Monroe.
No, come on now.
No, yeah, she was a good looking chick.
What happened? What'd you do?
It just, you know, it just, I don't want to get into the specifics.
It's
just stupid. No, nothing like that. No, it just wasn't going to work out. She was too young. I think that's the reality. It wasn't.
She looked young. Now.
She was 23.
Oh, I that's thought she young. Was younger than that.
I'm 38. You thought she was younger than that? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she looked like her panties had Powerpuff Girls on. Them, some shit.
She looked like she uses a passy.
Yeah, no, she.
I wish I love you.
She was. She is a really cool chick, and we will remain friends. But yeah, it's not. Yeah, there's no.
Not meant to be.
Yeah.
Not meant to be. Yeah.
Remain friends means we're going to try to fuck a couple more times.
No, we'll see what happens. All right. Why did I even bring that up? I don't remember. Oh, Shannon.
Thanksgiving. You want to have Thanksgiving with her?
Why don't you invite her away for Thanksgiving?
Shannon, I know. I want to.
Oh, Shannon wouldn't go with you. Oh,
Shannon's Italian. She's going to have like a whole feast and shit.
I have a family, yes. So.
Yeah. Shannon, I can't come to your Thanksgiving with your family?
If you take a test first, then you can come.
AIDS.
HIV test. Yeah, an AIDS test. An IQ test.
A COVID test.
Yeah.
Does all the rest of your family have to take a COVID test?
No, because they're all very careful. Because my everybody is immune like there's a lot of issues.
Why?
Like
it's
lungs.
Not. It's not anything.
Oh, I'm not trying to have a baby with Shannon. I'm gonna have a fucking.
No, I'm fine.
According to him, it ain't anything.
It's from years of smoking in my family. So there's like lung issues. My grandma's 94.
Oh no,
so.
You can't go around her grandmother.
Yeah, you can't
it's
go over
contested.
Her nanny.
Fucking,
even though 94 is like a countdown age.
She's going to kiss her grandma right in her mouth. Deep tongue kiss her. Started licking her throat.
Yeah.
Licking her throat.
Give me all that
deep
bronchitis.
Deep in there.
Ugh.
Shannon, you want to take a little vacation? All expenses paid right now to Jamaica next week for Thanksgiving. We wake up. We have a fucking Jamaican slave making us breakfast every morning.
I can't
Jamaican
you.
Slave?
Jamaican slave.
Come on.
You've never had a villa in Jamaica?
No, I've never been to Jamaica.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Rent a villa. Jamaica when you rent Queens. A villa, they give you your own slaves.
Yeah.
I swear to God, look this
I
up.
I can't handle that you're saying slaves.
I told I brought my aunt to Jamaica last year for Christmas.
And she was like, oh, these
And I
slaves?
Told her they were slaves. I was like, she was like, no, they aren't. I was like, I swear to God, they are. And then she got into it. You can tell she was like, they really will just. I was like,
she used one of them as a footstool.
She like, felt really? Like the guy from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
At the end of the vacation, she's whipping them. They're
No, she was a very fair slave owner. No. She was not violent. Like, she was very sweet.
She was
sweet.
Like, I need somebody to warm my bed.
Yeah, she's asking for everything.
Yeah, she was like, whoa, you're getting into character
Why
too much.
Why my ass, for God's sake?
Yeah, she... Yeah, there. Discover the fully staffed villa vacation. Say,
oh
look.
My God.
I mean,
it's incredible.
It's the uniforms.
Look at those women. Wait, it's look at those women.
Yeah, they need to put on like modern
that
shit.
That picture makes
like,
me want pancakes.
Look, Monroe.
Like khakis. Like, nah, they need to change that. I need khakis and shit.
What can I get you for breakfast?
I don't like it.
It's the fucking, let me say this, Monroe, it's the best.
No, I believe you. I definitely believe you.
And now it's fucking cheap right now. Nobody's vacationing.
It's like $11 to go get slaves.
It's incredible.
you could. Shit, you want me to take the Greyhound over to Jamaica?
What you want, Mr. Lewis?
I think you have to go to Jamaica right now. You just have to get the COVID test, right? That's it? Yeah. I'm going to do it. I think I'm just going to go by myself for like 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Who fucking cares? Be on the beach.
Yeah.
Just fucking find a hooker.
You should go to Aruba because you can just get some women. You can really have fun there.
In Aruba?
Yes.
Dominican Republic, you can get broads.
So at Aruba, too.
Dominican Republic, they would actually, if I'm thinking about
you'll
the,
probably come back with something, though. A couple souvenirs on your dick.
Whatever.
He's like, whatever, doggy.
Whatever, doggy. Just fucking...
My dick grew a pinata.
Yeah, no, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I would love to be in the warm weather and mm-hmm. not alone on Thanksgiving. I spent one Thanksgiving alone. I got Kentucky Fried Chicken. It was
sad.
Incredible, actually. Oh. It was one of the best Thanksgivings I've ever had in my entire life.
I did that.
What was it, Popeyes? It was KFC.
I did McDonald's.
Remember Haley Boyle?
Haley Boyle.
Yeah, she's
that?
Around
that
still.
Ugly chick,
she's in
the
LA.
Chick that sing?
She,
no. I'm sorry. Who's that? I know who you're.
Susan Boyle.
I mean, if we're ballparking it.
Comic.
If we're ballparking it.
No.
If we're ballparking it.
What happened to you?
So.
It's so not something you would ever say about a comedian.
No, that sounds like.
Oh, that ugly.
And we all go, yes.
No, I don't know Haley Boyle. I got
to say. We used to be roommates, and this was during a time when I was a roommate with her in the Dominican, in Washington Heights, the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
We were in Washington Heights.
Speaking of ballparking.
The apartment was set up. There was three roommates living there. It was a one-bedroom apartment with three roommates,
mm-hmm.
and it was set up like a shanty town. It was just sheets that were hung to create rooms. It was the most fucked up. I mean, I remember
he lived in a trap house,
climbing through sheets.
Oh, and by the way,
with my KFC on Thanksgiving, be like, this is great. Just smoking a blunt at $20 for a blunt.
It gets sadder. Why did you leave that place?
Well, I left that place because I found out we weren't paying rent.
Well, no.
Wait, so
you were paying rent,
and they weren't giving the money.
No, I was giving it to Haley, and she wasn't paying the rent. She was so we were squatting, and
so she was charging the other people to squat.
Yeah, it wasn't legal at all.
I don't hate. Listen to me. And by the way, and I still don't
hustle.
Hate
she came up with a hustle.
It was her credit. It was her. It was on her name. Like,
yeah.
If she decided not to pay the rent, then that was that. I found out, and I will give it to her credit. She was like, "All right, fuck it. Just give me $100 a month." So then I had I was living essentially rent free for like three months after that.
Yeah.
So it all evened itself out.
Yeah.
But the reason I had to leave, this shit got crazy. This is all. Like, all right, so I was living there, and this is the craziest girl that I ever dated in my entire life. This is the story of what happened with her in that apartment. I've told it in different iterations before, but I'll still tell it now. It doesn't matter. You guys have fucking not heard it. So I dated this girl who was, you know, fucking crazy, like kind of a younger chick. This is 12, 13 years ago. This is before I met my son's mother. My son's 7 now. So I meet this girl, and she's just essentially just a kind of a slutty chick that I fucking hook up with, right? First night I meet her, I fuck her in the bathroom of Yogi's, which was the bar around the corner from Stand Up New York.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Do you remember the Village Idiot?
Yeah.
That bar on 14th, like the shittiest bar in New York City. Mm-hmm. Same owners. It's one of the shittiest, like a fucking trash bag of a bar. And I fucked this girl in the bathroom of that place. This is like, and the first night I met her.
Girl, you never want to be fucking a chick and hear peanut shells crunching underneath your shoes.
So
you fuck her on the floor and her back's covered in sawdust.
Yeah. It wasn't good. It was just like shitty like country music blaring, and it was that bar. Peanut shells, sawdust everywhere. You know, like a pool table that was just soaked, covered in beer. You couldn't play pool in it anymore. Like, exactly.
That's what I'm picturing.
It's a very shitty sort of country style bar.
Yeah.
And I meet this chick and I fuck her, and somehow for me, if you can get your hooks in me, if you're a chick, like if you just kind of keep coming around and make it easy, like I'll just kind of keep showing up. So that's what this chick did. She kept showing up.
Are you an alley cat? Just keep laying the tuna out. I'm going to keep coming, baby.
Warm milk. You can rub my belly.
Yes. I'm an alligator. He's put the can of tuna. Here I am every time. There's probably some other alley cats around the can of tuna as well, but we show up.
Whatever,
and we're just taking our tuna. Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so that's me. I'm an alley cat. Great analogy, Monroe. So,
one time me, Lewis, and Dave Ollie from the same can.
So,
I thought he was going to be like, yeah.
So, this chick starts showing up, whatever, and we're seeing each other for probably about a month, and she keeps on, like, coming down for, like, extended amounts of time. And one night I'm at Stand Up New York, and these other, like, real, real nasty cans of tuna were there.
Past the expiration.
They were fucking...
They were dented.
They were...
They were 75% off because they were dented.
They were... Like, they were
associated supermarket. Yeah.
They were dented because somebody threw them on the floor.
It was some canola oil. It's not solid white albacore.
No, it's the fucking dark
canola oil.
Black things in it.
Yeah, there's little pieces of fucking dolphin eyes in it. These are some real nasty cans of tuna sent to New York. And this can of tuna comes to meet me. And I'm like, you know me. You know me. You lay out that can. I got to start eating, right? So what's happening is there's actually just these three chicks in New York that are just sort of trashy.
Yeah.
And they're kind of being flirty. And I'm like, oh, shit. And it's this fucking dope that I'm fucking seeing who keeps on showing up. I was like, I don't even like her. I'm like, go away. There's these three chicks who...
I picture them in the three can pack.
Yes.
Like, yo, there's a value pack right here. You keep coming to me with this single shit.
Yeah.
This girl, listen to me. Yeah. The problem with her is the little tab is broken off.
Right, yeah. So you have to keep trying to get it with a knife. Yeah.
It's a goddamn nightmare. It's a whole to do with this other can of tuna. Yeah. This is a three pack. It's spilling over. It's already opened. So all right, regardless. So these chicks are sort of throwing it at me. I can tell. And this chick's at the bar. So this one chick. I'm a scumbag in this story. I'll tell you right now, I'm truly a scumbag in this story.
Yeah, in most stories, yeah.
So I'm maybe 23, 24 at the time.
Yeah.
This is 14 years ago. So the chick who's been coming down for like a month, she's at the bar, and then one of the cans of tuna, I'm like, yo, come downstairs, and I tell her to come meet me in the bathroom downstairs just to fuck around. We're gonna like make out or whatever. This is while the chick I'm seeing is here.
Right.
So we get down there and we start making out or whatever. As soon as we start making out of here, boom, 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 on the door. I was like, fuck.
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 Tuna delivery.
So I'm like, fuck, I don't know what to do. So then I open the door, and I see that it's her, the chick. Oh, and I was like, fuck. And I see her. She's like, fuck you. You're a piece of shit.
Oh,
she
God. Leaves.
She leaves. So then I look at her, and I'm like, all right, well, we're here. And I'm like, fine, you know, sometimes you lose some, you know, it's just part of life. You know, you sometimes people are going to have their feelings hurt. That's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Back to the bathroom. Bumblebee, bumblebee.
So yeah, I'm literally like,
so you had sex with the other chick in the bathroom?
No.
Ah,
so I'm like, all right, what are you gonna do? So I was like, yeah, it's this chick. You know,
please
whatever.
Tell me it ends with all of them killing each other.
Like, how'd it end, Lewis? Yeah,
well, we have to find out how this connects to him losing an apartment.
So
yeah, this is the longest story I've ever heard in my whole life. Yeah.
So
and then I went home and there was an eviction notice.
So this chick goes to leave, and as soon as she's gone, I realize that she has the keys to my home. To my apartment.
Oh, shit.
Haley Boyle is out of town now for like an extended amount of time. For like a month, she's going to be out of town. My dog is in the apartment.
Haley has the keys. God.
No, Haley's out of town, but the chick who I was
hooking up with
cheating on, essentially,
Well,
why'd you give her your keys?
Because she was staying with me for the. She would come and stay for like extended amounts of time.
She needed a sheet to stay.
Yeah. Yes. So she had my keys and she left. Now she's upset because she caught me in the bathroom with this girl.
Yeah.
Now Haley's out of town, so I can't even get into the apartment. I have my dog in the apartment.
Oh my God.
So, and I can't call the landlord because we're squatting.
Yeah. Damn.
So I'm like, my dog's just going to die. That's just
died.
No, he didn't die. My dog starved to death. That's the end of this story. I ended up going and meeting her and getting the keys from her. And I was like, she was starting to throw them in the sewer. And I was like, fine, just give them to me. And I was trying, at this point, here's what the problem was. I'm trying to get the keys. I have this goal of getting the keys. Now, I know I'm not going to get the keys by saying, hey, bitch, need those keys.
Yeah.
Which is what I want to say.
Swallow them.
I want to be like, listen, I was like, I have no respect for you. Yeah. I need those fucking keys right now. You better fucking give them to me, okay?
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Can't.
You got to play a different game.
No, you have to say, I love you.
I'm so sorry.
You gotta fucking...
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I want to be with you. You're my life partner.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to be with you.
This is what's going on now. I am apologizing. Before I meet with her, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yeah. You have no idea how much I care about you. She was just showing me a tattoo. Like, I was making up this story.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so.
She had something in her tooth.
Yeah.
Her selfie.
So, I'm apologizing profusely. And the goal is to just get the keys. And because I'm just doing it good, I'm saying all the right things, she's going like, all right. And she's starting to convince herself that maybe I'm a nice guy. So I show up. And she's still like, yeah, you're a piece of shit. And I was like, I'm really sorry. And then she's like, I'm just going to go. And I was like, and then I acted, and I'm a bad actor too. I remember I was like, you have my keys. She's like, fine, take them. And she gave me the keys. And I left, and I remember I went back, and I called those chicks, and I was like, yo, meet me. Hold on, I'll be right back. Yeah. I went and met him in stand-up New York.
Yeah.
I remember, dude, it was so creepy. I met him in stand-up New York. I was like, yeah, party.
Swinging the keys over your head. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
So I bring these three chicks back to my place.
Oh, my God, I love this.
I bring them back to my place. And then I'm fucking partying with them, hooking up with, like, two of them.
Wow.
And then... she starts calling me, the girl. And I thought she was already on the bus back up to Rockland County.
Yeah.
And she starts calling me. And I was like, hey, what's up? she's like, I'm coming back. I'm coming back there. And I was like, no, don't come back. And she's like, yes, I'm coming back. So then I was like, oh, I'm not even there. So she's like, I don't give a shit. Because she said she left something in my place or something. She was just trying to hang out with me again. Right? Yeah. She just wanted to see me. And then I was like, no, I'm not there. So then I kept on hanging up on her. And she was like, she was like, I'm going to break the door down. And I was in there with these three chicks. And I was so fucking, these three delightful whores that were ready to have a little orgy with me. It was fucking, they were real pigs. And they really were. Like, they were fucking absolute animals.
They're ready to fuck Lewis. And he was like, so disgusting.
They were just nasty animals. And I remember just pushing them down the stairs, being like, you got to go. And it's so heartbreaking. Push them out.
He just pushed them down the stairs.
Yeah.
It was so heartbreaking to push these three pigs down.
They were fucking animals, and I had to kick them out into the street into Washington Heights, really dangerous area, 175th and Autobahn. And then this bitch came back, and then she ended up being in my life for like 2 years.
What?
Fucking, yeah.
Get
oh,
the
yeah.
Fuck out
Living
here.
Girlfriend, real crazy, ended in a fucking wild way. Crazy, like psychotic.
I'm not judging because I've been there.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
If I didn't give her my keys,
so
none
how
of that would
did
happen.
You lose the apartment?
Oh,
this is like
I want to know. Yeah, it's supposed to come full circle.
It didn't have that much to do with losing the.
Oh my God!
I got the keys to the apartment.
I wouldn't have listened to one word of that.
I thought it was she snitched on you, or you couldn't get their keys, and now you had to fucking go move with Joe DeRosa.
Me and her moved in together. Ah, months later and had a psychotic relationship.
I'm going to call you Old McDonald from now on.
Yeah,
I did have that farm.
And you missed out. You could have had fucking fun, but you chose old fucking crazy fish over here.
Crazy fish.
Crazy fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I chose Crazy Fish. The problem is I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Even though I'm a piece of shit.
I see that.
Even though I do everything to hurt women's feelings, I just don't want, like, so I'm like, all right, let me just, I was like, listen, I want to have this orgy with these skanks. I mean, come on. It's an incredible experience. Yeah. I was like, we had our fun
and
in the bathroom.
You're young. You're young. Like, that's what I keep thinking. What, of course, you're an animal.
Like, you're a very nice person.
Thank you.
Lewis is a nice fucking person. He don't want nobody to
know. I
know
he doesn't mean to throw pigs down a fucking staircase.
He's like, I care. Well. I got a girl that I care about. I'm sorry.
What if you had fucked those three girls and the next day they started a podcast?
Yeah.
And
three skanks.
Yeah. Three pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, they. I wonder what those girls are doing now. You ever think about that?
Let's call them.
Let's set them up. What they're out there doing?
If you're
right
the
now.
Three girls that tried to fuck Lewis, hit up the gas lines right now.
Yo, those three tuna cans that were at Stand Up New York. Dude, call us.
I think about all of the girls before I did comedy, and I was doing comedy at the time, but it wasn't like I was like a street team guy at the time, so I was selling tickets. So I was picking up those girls, like being in 34th Street, being like, hey, what's up? You want to go to a comedy club? like, who fucks those guys?
A lot of, these
Look,
women
this is
are,
New
if
York,
you have,
yo.
If you have swagger.
If I was a woman, it's just crazy to me that a woman would fuck anything, like an attractive woman would fuck anything but an attractive millionaire.
Yeah.
No.
No. It's
they
New
want
York.
More than that. No, they want someone who has confidence and who's, I'm telling you.
You can be a millionaire and a dweeb. You can just be like, well, I'm not sure of myself.
But I'm saying obviously, but also attractive and also sure of myself.
You are attractive.
I'm saying if I was a woman, what I would... I think of all the hot chicks that I fucked when I was a 20-year-old street scab.
And you're like,
well, all
I
of their
wouldn't
dadders,
have done it if I was a woman.
Their dads touched them.
It's
that's who slept with you. All the women whose dads have touched them and they never dealt with it.
You're sleeping with victims.
Yeah.
You're sleeping with trauma victims.
Yeah.
That's why.
These women are just nasty. I wonder why they're so nasty. It's like, dad been in there. He taught them.
Yeah, doggy. I really think it's kind
of
crazy.
God, this reminds me of my father.
Because I've hooked up with like pretty hot chicks in my day, but like before I was doing comedy.
Yeah.
Because
of a confidence. You exude confidence even though you're filled with self-hatred.
I am filled with self-hatred.
We all are. Yeah. I'm saying we all are, but you do exude confidence, and I'm sure you did when you were younger too.
Well, I think younger girls like me because I
you're a mind of my uncle.
Prey on them.
Yeah.
No,
you're like I.
No, I think younger girls like me that have daddy issues specifically.
That's what I'm telling you.
I give off like a fucking
You'll take care of them.
A violent stepfather.
He's like, yeah.
No, you take, you have like this, I'll take care of you, nurturing. I'm telling you.
That's right, Shannon.
And then?
She's not going to do it.
As soon as you get him.
I have a relationship with my father. He never abused me.
I thought you were about to say you have a relationship.
Her dad broke my
heart a little bit. I was like, no. Shannon, you cheated on me.
No, I have a relationship. 2 years, 8 months.
Wow. I had a, what was my?
You're in the, what did you say? What's
2 years, 8 months.
No sex, she 2 years, 8 months.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Probably close
setting.
Up.
All right, really quick, we must thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Cushy Dreams. Cushy Dreams makes incredible, high-quality, smokable CBD bud. It looks and smells like the best weed you'll ever smoke. It is grown the same way that they grow the highest-quality weed. It's all grown in the U.S. and 100% hand-trimmed, but it does not contain THC. It contains high-quality CBD. It's designed to help your body heal itself, get it back in homeostasis, things like physical pain, anxiety, inflammation, trouble sleeping. That is what CBD is great for. I use it for anxiety. What I love about it, it has an immediate effect. When I take a CBD gummy or I've, edible CBDs in the past, usually the effects are fairly subtle. If I take a bong hit or I smoke a joint of Cushy Dreams, immediately the anxiety is lifted. I'm like, oh my God, I feel an immediate sense of calm.
But you're not cloudy or sluggish.
Exactly. I don't get stoned. I'm not halfway through the day falling asleep, which is a major problem with smoking weed. I'm a longtime weed smoker, and Cushy Dreams has become sort of my wake and bake. When I leave in the morning, I take a little bit of Cushy Dreams, and I feel great for the day, and then I leave all of my smoking weed for later on in the day. It ships legally to 50 states, and it's CBD cannabis that is not going to get you high. Remember, it does not get you high, but it does help you make you feel better. Go to cushydreams.com, K-U-S-H-Y, dreams, D-R-E-A-M-S.com, and use the promo code RAP. You're going to save 20% off your entire order. Once again, that's cushydreams.com, promo code RAP. Okay, where were we? All right, let's look. Let's do some plugs real quick, and we're gonna start the show. We're gonna start right now. Let's get them going. Monroe Martin.
Monroe Martin. I on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And no need for apologies. Right after Real Ass Podcast goes off, tune in to my show with Derek Gaines. Me and Derek Gaines.
Every Wednesday.
Every fucking Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. Awesome. The lead in. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I got to start promoting that more. Shannon, do me a
favor.
You
say that every time.
Well, you cut me off. You should have seen what I was just fucking saying. What you guys should do is at the end of this show for the live stream, promote the fact that No Need for Apologies is going live at the end of this show and tell people to stick around.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Jessica Kirsten.
Yes, Lewis.
Anything else to plug? Obviously, the brand new podcast, which I love the name Disgusting Hawk.
Yes. And it's going to be amazing, like nothing you've seen.
I'm very excited about this. Yeah. I hear it's a lot of fun and very different.
It's very different and it's hysterical. I do a lot of characters, a lot of friends show up, and it's wild. It's crazy. And I have a website, jessicakirsten.com, which has all my dates, which are like four. For the next 7 years. But I love being here. You crack me up.
You crack me up. I always have a great time with you. So very happy to have you on the network. Very happy to happy to have you be a part of the family. Zach Amico.
Follow me on Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Check out my new movie, Shakespeare's Shitstorm. And I will be at Comedy on the Crick in Water's Edge in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, which I think is right outside of Levittown, on Saturday, November the 28th. And I think I'm headlines. I'm doing 40 minutes, so come hang out.
Fuck yeah. We got a couple dates coming up as well, Zach. Celebrity Theater, December 4th and 5th. Myself, you, Chris from Brooklyn. Going to be a really fucking fun time. We're doing fun things. We're doing a Q&A with the audience. I might be doing some Coke magic. I might be doing some Coke.
We're out of jokes is what he said.
I'm just saying. I got 16 new minutes of material. Maybe some trivia. Who knows? A candy giveaway.
A kickstand.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a whole bunch of stuff.
We're going to play 7-Up.
I'm there.
Play bingo.
I'm there next weekend, Thanksgiving weekend.
That's amazing.
I'm in Atlantic City.
Please go support Jessica Kirsten as well. What's great about our fans is they love great comedy, so please come out and see it. Jessica kills like the fucking best of them. If you guys have not seen Jessica live, you've not seen a great comedian yet.
That's a big plug.
It's a big plug right there. Mm-hmm. Also, January 20th through 23rd, myself, Zach Amico, also Chris from Brooklyn, we're going to be at the Point Pleasant, New Jersey, at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, not the Paramount Theater. We're not going to be at the Paramount Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be at the Paramount Theater in Reading, Pennsylvania. No, we're going to be in South Jersey. Oh, fuck.
Who was that?
Harrington. I think I got to tell Harrington I got to bail on training. He can go train. Tell him I'll pay for his training. Tell him I'm going to pay for his training because I feel bad. Tell him, what's fuckface Dylan should go to? They should go together.
He's mad. Look.
Shut up. I'm sick of your shit. I got to pick up my son. I haven't seen him. Okay? Relax.
He's like, but I'm your son now.
That is also true. Just because I fuck your mother doesn't mean
I'm
your
father. Is he in a costume?
Father. No, he just dresses that way now. Oh, okay. He thinks he's a fighter.
He's a real ass dude now.
He really thinks he's very cocky now. I'm going to beat the shit out of him on camera and just show everyone how bad he is at fighting. The next fight journal, just so you guys know, is I'm just going to do a straight one shot on camera of me slamming my fist into the side of Harrington's head.
Harrington looks like a music producer now.
Yeah. Lewis, you have to show up for training to get that video.
He does.
Harrington, you can come tonight.
From MTV and
you can come tonight. We're going to go to Mickey's.
Mickey's not going to be there. Mickey's cornering his guys in Philly.
Mickey's not there tonight.
Mickey's not there tonight.
We can skip training with Mickey. He won't be there to judge us.
Let's just go to Diego. Come on.
Shut up, bitch. Get out of my face.
Damn it.
Fucking pussy. Bitch ass. Go by yourself. I said I'd pay for it.
Rick Rubin, everyone.
And bring Dylan with you. I'm fucking sick of you guys both being pussies. Bring Dylan with you and film it all.
Aren't they supposed to fight?
Dylan, go.
They're supposed to fight each other, right?
Yeah, they're supposed to fight each other eventually. And I want to see Dylan start training. Dylan got very upset the other day during the podcast. He started freaking out on Harrington, saying he's going to fucking put him down and kill him. It was a whole thing.
Really?
It was wild. wild.
Yeah, man. That's that South Florida anger.
I think everyone needs to just be gentle.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys support the network directly. Subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. What do you get? You get a 14-day free trial. You get access to the entire on-demand library. 22 shows, nearly 10,000 hours of on-demand content that you cannot get anywhere else. You get uncensored episodes, ad-free episodes. You get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. You save $1.50 a month. You get a $14 free trial or a 14-day free trial. Make sure you use the promo code RAP. Get that free trial. It's 14 days. You're going to love it. If you don't love it, simply cancel the trial. Fuck it. Get it. Download all your favorite episodes that you haven't heard. Cancel the trial. Who gives a shit? Rip me off. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Got to give a... merch. We got the new, it's fine, Shani. Turn the music off.
Yeah, I was just like, that was...
It's fine.
New hats. Oh, look at the NNFA hat popping.
Look at this,
up,
man. We got a lot. Podcast merch, we're doing our Black Friday. Yeah. Black Friday to Cyber Monday sale. If you buy anything between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it's 10% off site-wide, 15% off if you spend over $100. We are launching the brand new Real Ass Podcast hats, the pullover winter caps as well. We got t-shirts up there, all the merch for all the podcasts at Gas Digital and many other brands as well. Podcastmerch.com. Make sure you go do that. And I got to give a special shout out to Ruler Zod on Twitch. Ruler Zod gets a special shout out for scamming us. He did a pretty badass scam that too. And I told him I'd give him a shout out. Dylan, what am I gonna do?
What was the scam?
So we do these like limited runs on certain shirts.
Yeah.
So he made his own store and just started replying to our promotions. And he was like, "Yeah, get it for half price with no limitations." Like,
and he just copied your merch.
Just copied the merch. Didn't give a fuck.
And made all the money.
I don't know how much money he made. He was doing it for so low that it was like literally just to fuck with us. But our merch people were freaking out, and I was like, "Dude, it's kind of funny." And they're like, "No, it's not funny.
It's my money."
But they had like going to like take out copyright claims and all this other shit. And I was like, "Let me just message him." And then I messaged him. He was like, "Yeah, dude, it's hilarious. Yeah. I think I'm a fan."
Yeah, that's so fucking funny.
So shout out to Ruler Zod on Twitch. Go subscribe to his Twitch because he did scam
us.
That's
a lot of time, though.
I asked him if he wanted to scam that Jew shirt. He said, "I don't want your fucking scam that Jew shirt."
He's like, "I'll make it."
Yeah. Why would I? He was like, "I don't need your fucking designs."
Yeah.
It's a good point.
That's smart.
Okay. Okay, this is a really disgusting story. Dolly Parton may be posing for Playboy again at the age of 75.
Good for her.
That's psychotic.
Why?
What does she look like now? Can we see Dolly Parton now?
I'm sure she's gorgeous.
Stop it. Stop it.
Nope.
Wow.
She's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I bet the titties are all right.
She looked like those cards. Remember those big titty playing cards?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. You don't remember those big titty playing cards with like the girl with the cowboy hat on and shit?
Maybe they'll be just her tits.
Yeah. Those are new, though.
Can we see the old Playboy pictures?
She's beautiful. Look
She's
at her.
She's decent for an old broad.
Are you kidding me?
She's
How
fine.
Old is she?
She's 75.
Come on.
Are we talking about body?
The problem
face?
Is once you unpeel that
the
wrapping,
body,
it's
going to
be a problem.
What'd you say?
Once you unpeel the wrapping,
no, she has
be
a young body,
bet,
probably.
Yeah, but I bet like Elvira looks great naked still.
I bet you at 70.
I put her in that category.
There's nobody at 75 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to look great naked. I'm
is she
sorry.
Keep
with touch-ups, she'll look amazing in a Playboy.
Is she going to keep her Depends on?
I can't take it. Are they going to take the shit stains? Yeah.
This are
all
the ones.
Aww.
By the way, she looks the same age there.
How old is she right? No, she doesn't. Not at all. How old is she right here?
She's the same person.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's fine. I'm not into the big fake titty look. No offense, Shannon.
She was 32 then. It was 1978 that she did Playboy last time.
Wow.
And that's old. That was old for a woman back then, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, "Nah, you ain't 15 no more."
When they touch it up, she'll look amazing. Trust me.
We'll see.
You won't see any of the cancer.
Can we see
scars?
A 75-year-old woman naked?
Liver spots?
Can we see a 75-year-old woman naked?
Is this going to show liver you a cadaver? They're just going to pull it out like,
let's see.
They move her.
She has been public about her desire to pose for Playboy again when she turned 75.
Good.
Playboy reached out and agreed they'd love to have her pose for her birthday month, January. The ball is now in Dolly's court. Okay, Victoria Ballantino posed when she was 77. Pull up Victoria Ballantino's Playboy.
What the fuck?
Is that
was
Victoria
that?
Ballantino?
No. Go back.
Oh my god!
What the fuck is that?
Is that Victoria Ballantino?
Is
that
that's a dead body?
Is that
a COVID cell? What the fuck is that?
That's when he searched naked.
That's how I feel. That's literally how I feel all day. That picture
would
explains
you take it
how
down,
I feel.
Lewis?
Would I?
Would you? For Thanksgiving, you're home by yourself. Your kid is gone. Your family don't talk to you. She shows up.
She shows up.
You taking it down or not?
Maybe.
What the fuck was on her vagina?
Hair,
was that cranberry sauce?
I don't know. Somebody's what? Denture cream.
Her body. Holy I have, shit. And I mean this. I have had sex with women with worse bodies.
I haven't.
I have for sure.
I haven't.
I have for sure. Yeah, I mean, look,
it may be just because it's pixelated.
I mean, she is dead.
Yeah.
It is a dead person.
You can tell she's dead by her vagina.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how I can tell she's dead.
That's how the EMTs pronounce her dead. They just went, yep.
Can we see Victoria?
Been cold for 72 hours.
Victoria Ballantino.
I'd fuck her in the shower and do Shining roleplay.
This is Victoria Ballantina.
Yo, can we also see her naked instead of this fucking
and
this
is
bullshit?
That's a beautiful
G-rated
body for 77 years old.
Jessica, stop with your fucking horseshit feminism. Come on,
not,
we're trying to be
I'm
assholes.
A feminist.
We're that, trying to be assholes right now, okay?
I just commented about someone's fucking vagina for 5 minutes. What are you talking
she's
about?
It don't look
flower.
Like a that doesn't
she's
look like
a
Playboy
flower,
ad
she's
though.
Fucking
a Playboy spread. That just looks like her grandson took it.
Yeah, that was
Instagram.
That wasn't even slightly sexual. Yeah. I want to see
the naked
spread gash.
That's not what Playboy is, though.
Yeah, no,
wait, wait, Playboy
spread
don't show
gash.
Titties no more?
Playboy, I don't think, shows pink.
No, they don't show pink, but they stopped. Remember for like 3 months, they stopped showing nudity, and then they were like tanking. It was like, well, because
they're
is
losing to the internet.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, all right.
But now they went back to nudity.
Yeah.
Well, because nudity is triggering.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who the fuck buys Playboy? Like, who buys a magazine still?
I don't know.
This is the closest I can find towards nudity, but I found when she was younger. This is, I think,
is that for her when
go.
She's younger?
No. This is her at 77.
This is her at 77. I
look, she looks nice at 77.
I still smash.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm
not, oh, that's her when she was younger?
Yeah.
Super cute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look at her body.
How old is she there? 12.
No, hold on.
This is Playboy in 1961.
Yeah.
12 years old. 12-year-old Victoria Ballantino.
Yeah, she's 10
the,
years
the oldest
old.
Playmate to date. All right, well, good for these old ladies. If they want to get naked, and are you gonna buy? Put your money where your mouth is, Jessica.
I'm not gonna buy a fucking magazine.
She was
no.
22 in that
I'll
picture.
Look at porn.
I say, Dolly, yeah. step it up a notch.
Penthouse.
Pose with your goddaughter, Miley Cyrus.
Ooh. Oh.
Miley Cyrus is our goddaughter?
69ing. Hell yeah. Let's go. Double end dildos, just one inside
Miley's
of Miley, one
hot.
Inside of Dolly.
I think Miley's hot. She's
I
crazy.
I don't think she's super hot.
Well,
she's
it's her
cute.
It's her whole thing. It's
she's
hot.
Cute.
Yeah.
I'd give it to her, I guess.
Is that Miley's Playboy?
That's not really
what
Miley
is that?
Naked.
That ain't Miley naked.
No, it's not. It's not.
I
really
feel like
Miley
has bad tattoos.
And I also feel like Miley would have pubic hair. You fucking weirdo.
Maybe. Yep.
Yeah, that's Miley naked. That's actually Miley
no,
naked.
No, that's not her.
Yeah, it is. That's her naked. She has got
that's Justin
hair.
Bieber's body.
Yeah. It's Justin Bieber's face. Yeah, obviously, yeah, she's pretty hot. She's hotter than me. Good for her. Good for Miley.
She's yeah, that's the move, is yeah. both of them.
I don't think she's hotter than you in that
picture. You
don't
picture. Think she's hotter than me?
No.
Oh, thanks, Jessica.
Not in that picture.
Hmm.
I don't find that picture hot.
She's in great shape.
Yeah.
She's a pretty, she's an attractive girl. She's got a symmetrical face. Mm-hmm. She's got money, so she's got great skin and fucking, I'm sure she smells wonderful. I love her.
Yeah.
I love her.
I think she
Billy
is hot,
Ray
but
Cyrus.
I those pictures were too, like, she looks like a little boy to me. Yeah, I like yeah. women.
Not my thing. Not my thing. 2020's sexiest man alive is announced. Do we want to guess who the sexiest man alive is in 2020? Sure. I don't know. Guess the news. Guess the.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw that yesterday on Twitter, but I can't remember who it is.
Who's the sexiest man alive?
Probably somebody white, like always.
No, I bet not. I bet
not
this year.
Not this year. Not this year. This year, it's a handicap.
Yeah, it's a retarded woman. It's a retarded blind woman. That's a Chinese blind retarded woman.
Yeah.
That's who's the sexiest man alive this year.
In a wheelchair.
They gave it to a retarded blind Chinese woman. It's crazy. Who could it be? The sex? They're not giving it to a white person now. It's 2020.
Why won't they?
They ain't giving it to a white person.
I have a guess, but I feel like he would have won it already.
And I want to know the full list the past 10 years in a row. We're going to see how woke the list has gotten.
The list probably within the last 10 years definitely got woke. They probably added like Idris and like other fucking newcomers.
Yeah.
But before, it was just Denzel and who else?
Well, yeah, Denzel probably got it like every year, though.
Yeah.
Who could it be?
Sexiest man alive this year. Let's, you got to think about what they're going for. They're going for.
I feel like in the last years, it had to be Khal Drogo, right? What? Aquaman.
Oh.
I feel like they're going to go for like more substance.
Michael
now.
J. Fox with a tan.
Can I say that
they can't get a still picture of
him?
Jessica. I was close.
You're very close.
Who is it? Is Michael J. Fox
with his hand? That's what she said. Very close.
Oh, so it's somebody who's like, who shakes?
Same kind of name or someone who shakes a lot?
Same kind of name.
Oh.
Luis J. Gomez with a tan. Yes, Shannon. Oh, I knew it was me. Thank you, everyone.
Wait.
I will accept my.
Is he black?
Yes. Do you want me to
tell you?
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, can we find out who it is?
Michael B. Jordan.
He is hot.
Is he?
I just.
Shannon,
you racist.
Shannon's pussy is so racist. It's
Shannon
wild.
Shannon don't like black guys.
Shannon, name your top three hottest black men.
Well, The Rock counts.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
He's half Hawaiian.
He's Samoan.
He's half black. He's half black.
He's like
a
quarter black.
Well, I'll only accept half.
Yeah.
No. If they're fully black, I don't.
Fine, The Rock. I'll give you The Rock as number one.
Okay. Oh, wait. Okay, I'm doing people of color, right? Terry Crews.
Black men.
Black, not people
Terry
of color.
Terry Crews, the only Republican black man that's out there. He's
going to say fucking.
The new Bill Cosby. Yeah. Terry Crews, pull your pants
Van
up, Terry
Jones.
Crews.
Jones. Going to say anybody. Herman Cain.
She can't think of it.
Shannon, you are so racist. This is wild.
Todd
Bridges.
Who else, Shannon?
She said Terry Crews,
The Rock.
You know who I really did love because he's so big? Michael Clark Duncan. Yeah. So
he's
big.
Dead.
I know.
Yeah.
I
that
him.
Thing would have split you
She's
in
like,
half.
That's why, she was like, that's why I love him
She's
most.
Like, I love him the most because he can't harm me.
Because he can't breathe.
He's got to light up his hands and blow it through a pussy.
I just love when a black man can't breathe. It's my favorite.
Oh, Jesus. I would
you were
rather
into
be
that?
With a goat.
Love it. It's so
shut,
big.
Shut
no,
up, Shannon.
That is,
you're a
that's
liar.
Aggressive.
She likes big guys.
Yeah, you, like, would like not, big guy. You would not want to be. You want to be with that?
I typically date like monstrous guys. I
Jesus
like
Christ.
Yeah, no,
next stop, top of the Empire State Building, Shannon. Yeah.
Shannon, you're psychotic. That's not, you're not into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would love to be the woman in King Kong's arms.
Yeah, I like that. It's like the Beast is my favorite Disney character.
Oh,
just imagine a fucking.
Are you calling black people beasts?
I think that's what she just did.
I think she did.
I think you just did, Shannon.
Yeah.
The thing is, thing.
Which black? The Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, really quick, we must thank Blue Chew, bluechew.com. They support this show and many other shows here on the network. Blue Chew helps get your dick hard as it could possibly be. You want to fuck your chick or dude with a hard penis. That's a fact, okay? You don't want to half-ass it.
You don't want to thumb it in.
Yeah, no, you want to have a nice rock-hard boner, and your dick, I'm telling you right now, it works much better than you think. You have a harder penis inside of you than you ever possibly realized. This is the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis, so you know it works. What you do is you go online, you have a consultation with an online physician. It takes 10 minutes, and you're prescribed Blue Chew. You don't go to the doctor and have a conversation because this is a prescription, and you don't have to go to the pharmacy and have a weird conversation with the pharmacist because they send it to your house in discreet packaging. So it's done all online. It takes just a few minutes. It does work. It works on a full or an empty stomach. It's chewable, which is fun. I love chewing things. And here's the deal. We're going to give you a free trial. You get to try out Blue Chew for free and see if it works for you. Go to Blue Chew, BLUECHEW.com. You get your first order for free when you use the promo code RAP. All you got to do is pay the $5 shipping and handling. Use that promo code RAP. You get your first order for free. $5 shipping and handling. Promo code RAP at BlueChew.com. Okay, let's get back into it. Puerto Rican policemen caught stealing $1,300 worth of items from Home Depot while in uniform.
Only $1,300?
46-year-old Fernando Leon Bersadina was charged with stealing more than $1,300 worth of goods from Home Depot in Puerto Rico. He's been temporarily suspended from the department. You know, what do you expect?
I mean, he was just doing what cops do.
I thought you were going to say he's just doing what Puerto Ricans do.
Oh, no. It's mixed, though. There's a cop thing
Irish,
and a Puerto Rican
mixed.
Thing.
Yeah.
In uniform is the funniest part of the whole thing.
Yeah. Was he trying to do the thing where he like put shit at the bottom of his cart?
I don't know, but I feel bad for
or
him.
Or just held him at gunpoint.
Why do you feel bad?
Because it's so hard to not steal. Like, if you have that bug, if you have that in you. Me and Harrington walked out on our bill in at Denny's in Vegas by accident, but we were still close enough that we could have went back and paid the bill.
Well, they
give you the bill at the table, and we sat there and had like three more cups of coffee without. Yeah. Usually, you pay the bill, but at Denny's they give you the bill. You bring it up to a counter, have to pay it at the counter.
Right.
Yeah. It's just a different thing. So we weren't thinking, but we got into the car. I started pulling out, and I was like, "Oh,
we didn't pay.
We didn't pay." And we could have just easily went, but I was like, "Yeah, sorry."
Nah, they would have arrested you. Then.
They didn't stop us.
Yeah,
but it was gonna be like my cousin Vinny.
Yeah,
we're gonna fucking get pulled over. I shot the clerk. I shot the clerk. Come on, I shot the clerk. I love that. Love that. Love that scene. Love that scene from that movie. Shut up, Shannon. Shut up. I'm trying here.
Shannon's still trying to name a fourth black man.
That's what she's trying to figure out. She's like,
there's so many more attractive black men, by the way.
Not
the
Shannon. Yeah. Not Staten Island.
There is.
Give me the last 10 years.
Naming niggas, you know, the RZA, the JZA.
last year, 2019, was John Legend.
Let's see him. Let's see these pictures.
He's sexy.
That's John Legend, though.
Is he black or white?
You don't know who John Legend is?
I've heard the name.
Get the fuck out of here. He's a little light-skinned guy. He's
you gotta
black.
Preach.
Yeah. You don't fuck with John Legend?
Look at this. But you're the one saying that it's been all...
He's hot.
I thought it was.
He's
tiny. I thought it was all white.
No women want a tiny man like that on top of them.
I don't think he's
You want a big fucking beast pumping away into you.
He's married to Chrissy
move.
Teigen.
Yeah,
Chrissy Teigen's not that hot.
Yes, she is.
Come on now. Y'all need to fucking get with it.
2018, Idris Elba.
There we go. Even darker.
Look, they have to.
Black.
Look, he's English, though.
2020, a piece of black licorice.
Yep. He's getting blacker and blacker.
2020, a man who died in a fire.
2016, a Baby Ruth candy bar.
2021, Ryan Dunn.
A piece of coal.
Oh, man. 2014, a shadow cast by Brad Pitt.
All right, keep going. Let's go. Okay. Well, then.
2017 was Blake Shelton, who's now with Gwen Stefani.
Is that a white man?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Also, an ugly white man.
I don't think he's attractive.
He's a Gumby. He's a Gumby looking
guy. That may just be a bad pitcher.
I'll tell you, I need to be your coach.
You got to put like a cowboy hat on, right?
It's like, I'm going to be the last white guy on this list.
Uh-huh. GQ.
Go ahead.
2016 is the guy who I believe should be the winner every year.
The Rock.
The Rock.
So the past 5 years have been people of color, Monroe.
Hey, look, I'm wrong.
You're wrong here.
I'm wrong.
You're wrong. I like it. I like you saying he's wrong.
I admit I'm wrong.
Let's go. 2015?
Are we going back to the
We're
going to
see how far we're
going.
See.
Yeah. Okay.
We get pretty white now.
Let's go now.
Yeah, because
the good old days.
Look at this. Now they're like, all right, fuck. We need new
Save
famous
me, John
Rogers.
Let's see.
So 2015 was David Beckham.
He's hot.
All right.
He's definitely
All right.
Hot.
There we go. Look at his cock. I wish my cock looked like that in shorts. It's all fucking flat dicked. All fucking flat dicked in the front. I'm like, yeah, look at that. It's just sad.
It's okay.
It's true.
That's because he was thinking of them players, though.
Yeah, he's getting all worked
up. He's like half hard and shit.
Go ahead, Shannon.
2014 was, and this is also Ralph's man crush, Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth.
He's
hot.
Yeah, hot.
Yeah. Hot. Hot.
He really is. So that
He's
guy's
gorgeous,
hot.
Obviously. Shannon loves that. Come on, Shannon.
Well, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Over John Legend. Thor. Imagine a little twerp John Legend versus Thor. Are you in your fucking mind?
But John Legend can sing.
I'm sure Thor can sing okay.
Probably can.
Good enough that it's fucking worth it.
Sing me, Thor.
I'll fucking make him sing.
One of us is going to be singing.
2013 was Adam Levine from
Maroon 5.
Yeah. I always thought that guy was a pussy bitch.
I like it.
I do too.
I don't.
I like the tattoos.
All those are real tats too?
Yeah. You like all that. It looks like fake tats.
I thought it was fake. Yeah.
It looks like he's got a. It's like
it's not.
He looks like he's playing a prisoner in a movie.
No, it looks like a plastic Ken doll that's like, it's like Prisoner Ken.
Yeah. But the fact that he's California on his stomach is fucking repulsive.
Because he's Canadian.
I'm going to put New Jersey on.
Is he Canadian?
I thought Adam Levine was Canadian.
No, he's not.
Is he Canadian?
He wasn't born in the fucking hills of California.
Yeah, I
want him dead. That was too far. That's messed up. Is that too far? All right, you know what? Bring it back, guys. Don't kill Adam Levine for not being from California. That was a little bit too far.
He's
that was a
California.
Joke. Thank God. And good. See? You know what? Fuck it. If he wasn't, I would stood by it.
You did.
I would have stood by it. Okay. But he's from Cali. He's a good man who deserves life.
2012 was Channing Tatum.
Hot.
All right. Hot.
Yeah, he's
hot.
Oh my God,
great.
He's gorgeous.
I wanted to fucking kiss my fucking cheeks.
What?
Thank you, thank you.
He looks gullible.
That's your man crush.
That's all I need. No,
he looks like you can trick him into doing shit.
The Rock is my man crush, and I'll tell you why. I'm not even attracted to The Rock.
It's because you're both light skinned, and you think that's where you can go.
I just feel like I can learn a lot from the guy. You know, I feel like we could work out together. He could pound my butt a little bit, but he can show me proper form, give me some steroids.
Wait, proper form?
I need some
on
steroids. Proper form on everything. I bet you The Rock has the best steroids in the world.
You think he's on steroids?
That I wonder if he has a big dick.
Yes. I was talking to both of you.
Yes. Yes.
What?
Yes.
You think he's
don't
on
you disrespect
dick.
The Rock's cock. A massive hammer inside of those. Imagine
I
you had a little
think
fucking
so.
Dick.
So now that he doesn't have to wrestle anymore,
The Rock has a pebble.
Yes.
You don't think The Rock, I think he's taking more steroids now. Are you out of your mind? Pull up The Rock's body.
Yeah, dude, he's on everything. But he's got the best doctors that give him the perfect amounts.
He's not drinking just Terramana tequila before each workout.
Mm. And plus, considering his age and how big he is, dude.
What does his wife look like?
His current Instagram,
His current wife, Danny, was attractive. He was married twice.
The Rock is just fucking, he's like every man's fucking, you just want to hang out with The Rock. You want to smoke a cigar, go on a private jet, drink some
cognac.
That's why
Kevin Hart hangs out with him.
Fucking, The Rock is the man. There's no other way to say it. How do you hate on The Rock?
You can't hate on The Rock. It's the most electrifying, though.
He really is. He's just it's like who comes from pro wrestling and then just becomes the like most followed person, the highest paid actor. He's not even a good actor.
He's a great actor.
He's gotten better
at
acting.
Shannon.
He's definitely gotten better
at
acting.
He's gotten better,
because all the other movies were the same. They're still the same movies.
Yeah.
Everything is still Rampage or fucking The World is falling apart.
He could be doing
apart.
Those quicker. I do those much quicker.
Yeah, you're right.
And he can be doing them with like a lighter weight. Nah, I'm fucking with you. I don't know.
Yeah,
he's probably lifting them.
I mean,
his whole crew. He's probably lifting the fucking
that's
RV.
Probably, you get to hang out with, for one person, you get to hang out with one celebrity for the day. This is the gayest conversation I've ever had. It would probably have to be The Rock, right?
Not me.
Me, Will Smith. Will Smith is my favorite actor.
Will Smith. But so what would you, Will Smith, you just hang out with him?
Yeah, he seems like he's funny. He seems like he'll like talk like a comic would. Because he's from Philly.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, like he'll, I feel like once the cameras go away, he'll start saying some real shit.
Yeah.
And all that celebrity will go away. I don't know.
What about you, Jessica? You
can
hang out with one person one day, alive or dead. How about that?
Oh, my dad. No.
I would have to say Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett.
Because she's my idol.
Wow.
Love her.
Yeah.
Just to find out, just to hear her stories and. I literally just pulled that out of my asshole. There's other people too.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. Like, I'm not a celebrity person.
Neither
am
I. I don't like
celebrities.
Yeah. That's why
Will Smith is the guy.
I would just want to hang out with The Rock to work out and hang out in his cool, play with his toys.
Yeah, I get that.
It'd be fucking awesome. How cool would that be? Zach, what about you?
Probably Farley.
So you can do coke all the time?
Yeah, just have a fucking day.
Oh, he's amazing. He's amazing.
I've heard he's the funniest guy.
I would too. I would hang out with him. Yeah.
Yeah, Farley.
I think so.
You would end up doing the line that kills you instead of him.
Yeah.
And just say it make the world a million times better.
Better place. Yeah.
You would take that bullet for him. I like that.
Kevin James is out of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think I really
The Rock would be fucking awesome to hang out with. Or honestly, Steve Jobs. I hate to say it, as gay as it is.
I bet he sucked to hang out with.
I bet he'd be awesome, dude. Yeah. Steve Jobs is the fucking man, dude. He used to park in handicapped spots. He rules. Fucking real ass dude right there.
He's like, I'm handicapped.
No, he was just like, I don't care. I can afford to pay the ticket. Fuck you. I'm not walking far. He wouldn't put...
My stomach hurts.
I have angina.
He didn't have license plate. He like wouldn't put license plates on his car.
Why? Because he didn't like the way that
it looked. Yeah, of course. Okay.
Wow.
He didn't like the way it looked. So he was like, I would rather get pulled over and
that's
take
why he didn't
ticket.
Take care of his kid. He was like, it's crap in my stomach.
Yeah, all right. You know what? To be honest with you, he wasn't a good dad.
Yeah, he was a horrible dad.
But his daughters are fucking hot.
Really?
Yeah, I follow one of his daughters on Instagram now.
But...
Eve Jobs.
Hand
Jobs. Eve Jobs.
Hand Jobs.
His daughter, Eve Glow.
Odd Jobs.
He also didn't, he did rhyme his daughter's name after himself, which is a douchey thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Eve.
That's why I think Will Smith might be a douche.
Yeah,
really?
Because they gender swapped their kids.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, that's Willow just them being famous.
Willow
though.
And Jada?
I know.
Yuck.
Yeah. Imagine I could fuck Eve Jobs. Oh my God, I think she's my new fantasy woman. Just some fucking smoking hot.
She looks
hot,
like
rich
a regular
bitch.
White woman.
I know, but just she's Steve Jobs' daughter. I want to penetrate.
But you would have to know that beforehand.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she's very. She's not super hot. I just think she's hotter because she's Steve Jobs' daughter.
Yeah.
No, of course.
Yeah, the same way I feel about Mick Foley's daughter.
I see McFoley's daughter.
No, she's fucking all ass and titties.
Same way I feel about Brock Lesnar's daughter.
The Brock Lesnar's daughter is terrifying. Did you see?
Did you see?
She's like the fourth ranked shot putter in the world.
Did you see Andre the Giant's daughter?
No. Oh yeah, that documentary.
From that documentary. Oh my fucking Christ!
I don't know.
Andre the Giant's daughter. She's like, so my dad never really was in my life.
All these wrestlers are like 6'8" and they marry models. So their daughters are either the hottest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Or that.
Who's that? That's Mimi.
That's Andre the Giant's daughter.
Yeah, that's Andre. That's me.
I thought that was Mimi from
that's
Drew Carey show.
That's you.
So
Zach Lynn D'Amico.
That's Andre the Giant's daughter.
Oh, that does look like you, though.
What are you going to do?
I feel bad. I feel bad for her. I mean, look, maybe she's fucking... She's probably awesome.
Yeah.
But anybody got a peanut?
Just fucking... God damn it.
Yeah, that's Brock Lesnar's daughter.
Really?
Oh,
that's
my
a
God.
Lie.
Wow.
That ain't it.
But then Noelle Foley, whose dad looks like homeless Santa Claus, is a fucking dime piece.
Is this his daughter?
No, that's not her.
Wow.
That's her. Not her.
Yeah.
No. Can you ask Eric if he got my sandwich?
I got to go in a minute.
We're going to get out of here in a minute anyway.
But you guys can continue on, of course.
We'll give it a few more minutes as we judge people's daughters.
Yeah. But I love you all very much, and I love being here.
I love you, Jessica. I really love you being here as well.
Looking forward to the new show.
Thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving if I don't see you before, and we're going to be announcing that. We'll have a date for Jessica's new show. Make sure that she premieres in the top 10 on iTunes and subscribe to everything she does because she's the fucking best. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, Lewis. Love you guys.
Love you
so much.
All right, well, so
bye, honey.
Bye.
We're all
done.
Are we all? No, let me get one more story in. Okay. Maybe, right? Maybe.
Let's see.
We discussed a certain comic who's got a really hot daughter once.
Who?
I don't want to say, but whenever he posts about her on Instagram, the comments are always turned off.
What? So funny.
We know him.
We'll do it off. We don't want to sound like it on camera and be disrespectful. But I always thought it was funny that whenever he posts a picture of his daughter,
he's like, click.
Let's just go to this one story. Legless man in a wheelchair wreaks havoc at mall.
Really?
What did he do? Go around stabbing people? Because that was like a thing in Philly one time. Like a dude was going around poking people in a wheelchair. So I want to know.
Woo! Whoa. Legless man in a wheelchair wreaks havoc.
This dude rules.
Hell yeah.
Oh, this dude.
Oh my God.
So, that gotta be fun though. I mean.
What's he gonna do? Break his neck?
Yeah, let this dude have his fun.
What's he going to do?
All he's doing is speeding. He's not, like, hurting people and stabbing them up. That's nothing wrong with that.
I thought he was going to be really wreaking havoc. Never mind. It turned into a horror movie.
Wait, how is he in fast motion like that?
The Benny Hill music started playing.
Yeah.
Is he playing with his junk? Or what is he doing?
Fuck yeah. Knock those papers down.
Oh, he spit on her.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it gets bad.
Well, he has a right to be upset.
What is he
doing? He's throwing and spitting.
What is this, a Cricket Wireless? You said you had the most reliable service.
Yeah. Oh, he's got the garbage cans now.
I would just throw him in the garbage can. Or just put it over him like, here you go.
How hard is this to stop?
I mean, it's a hate crime if you stop it.
There we go.
Look at this dude. Oh, he just pulled the fucking...
The problem is he has...
You just put a broom in his spokes.
He has...
He's definitely really strong.
Yeah, he's got really developed arm strength. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah, look at this shit. That motherfucker can move. He's probably on like some sort of basketball team.
This he might play murder ball.
Yeah.
Mall security as well. They're weak as shit.
And they can't touch him.
Well, I think they can touch him if he's attacking people at this point. Oh, shit.
I'll be scared. Yeah. You see that on the ground? I know, yeah. Just wiggling.
That's like
you.
Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah,
like...
That's a scene from that's a scene from It too.
You just stomp him in his head. Oh, that's fucked up. They don't gotta drag him out. All right, they doing too much. I'll just let him destroy the store.
Just let him tire himself out.
Yeah.
I would tickle him.
He literally has just under half both the his energy.
Under both his armpits. He can't do anything.
Yeah. Put him in a full Nelson and carry him around and let people punch him in the stomach.
Nah, they gotta let him do this shit.
You it's catch just, him in a full Nelson. I mean, that's the ultimate.
Start spinning.
Yeah, dude.
Is it a Whole Foods?
Now it's a Half Foods.
Yeah. Dude, how fun would that be to get that guy out of full Nelson and just walk around and swing his dick at people?
Do you think he has a dick?
Probably not. It depends on where it is.
His legs.
Yeah, it looks like he's amputated.
Oh, then yeah, he probably do.
He's got like stubs, so I can't imagine his dick went with it.
Yeah,
he's probably a war vet.
Yeah. This is what happens when a retarded man saved his life in war.
This is Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
There we go. I was trying to get to.
Yeah. We all sort of half-assed a reference.
Yeah.
Scrimp.
I was gonna call you the Bubba Gump of what was it before? What was he talking about? The food that he really likes?
Tuna.
Yeah. I was gonna call you the Bubba Gump of tuna. I never got there. What are you gonna do? Miss opportunities. All right. Look. Thank you guys for supporting today's show. We will be back on Friday with another great episode. Until then, thank you. Good night.
Yeah, and listen to No Need for Apologies.
No Need for Apologies right after this. Stay tuned. 30 minutes, right?
Yep, in 30 Love minutes.
That's all, folks.